Good evening, folks. It's quite a late boo, this one. It's 20 to 12 in the evening. I'm actually sitting up in bed to do this. I've just had a lovely warm bath and I've got into a freshly made bed. And there's nothing like that. Nothing like it, is there? It just has to be done sometimes. The problem is, at the moment now, I'm too hot to go to sleep. I know I'm not going to sleep for a while because I'm warm. I always am after having a bath. It's the first bath I've had here because of my hot water issue. I've been having showers. But that's not what this boo is about. This has probably been covered previously. I know there was a similar thread, not quite the same, but a similar thread going around a couple of years ago. But I thought I'd cover it again because something happened earlier on. And I thought I'd cover it again because it's an interesting subject and I've acquired a lot more followers since then. I want to talk about irrational fears. So things that you're scared of and you know that it's irrational because it can't hurt you. Because I suppose a rational fear would be the fear of flying, say, because that, not very often, but it can go wrong. But why do we have irrational ones? For instance, the reason I'm doing this is, like I say, something happened earlier on. I got ready to run my bath and I suddenly thought, oh, I haven't seen, since I've been here, a bath plug. So I put my hand towards the tap end of the bath and I found the bit that the plug joins to at the top, that the plug chain joins to. And I thought, ah, so I followed the chain down and it abruptly ended. It was sort of, there was half the chain there. I did find the plug in the end. It was on the back of the bath. But the chain ended, and immediately the chain ended, there was a cobweb. Now, it was tiny. It was just one of those that broke as soon as I felt it, but I immediately kind of went, oh! Because, peeps, I absolutely hate them. I'm sorry, I know it sounds really stupid, but I am terrified of them. Oh. My friend Louise, Topsy2K6, will remember this very well, and she will cringe when I recall it, but she did a boo last year in a friend's house who moved to Hereford, and they were looking around the house checking things out, and she went up into the bathroom to check, again, to check for bath plugs and things. And she put her hand in the bath, and I was listening to this boo. And she put her hand in the bath, and she said it was literally a cobweb bridge. It went right across from one side of the bath to the other. She said it was massive. And she was going, and she said it was stuck to me. So she was going, oh, get off, get off. And I was sat there listening to this boo, and I was going, oh, God, oh. I was literally cringing. And people have explained what they look like. You know, people have said to me, oh, they look, some of them look really pretty, especially when they're outside and it's winter and there's frost on them. They look really beautiful and some of them are really intricately woven. And I don't care. Ah, you know, I know, the thing is, I know they can't do anything to me, but I absolutely hate the damn things. And of course, when I've found one in a room, I get paranoid. So I was sort of gingerly looking around the bath for this plug. I found it. Thank God. And I did have a bath. I rinsed the bath down, first of all, which I always do anyway. But I hate them. I wish I didn't, because it's a pain. Because it's something that you encounter. You can't not, unfortunately. Stupidly, the threads, it's not a web exactly though, that's possibly why, but the threads that go across your face sometimes when you're walking along, I don't like, they're not very nice, but I just go, oof, and sort of blow it away. And I can sort of brush that off almost. I think it's when I touch sort of a fully fledged web, as it were. Oh! But the stupid thing is, I like little feathery birds that are really soft and silky. So it's not that I don't like the feel of anything soft, because I do. I don't know, it's... Oh! And I remember when it started, I don't know how old I was, and I think I'm talking about cobwebs with my mum and dad for some bizarre reason. And I said, I've never felt one. And I don't think I had until then. And they said, oh, right. So I think they sort of went hunting around to see if they could find one. And my dad came. He said, I think I found you a cobweb. So I was all intrigued and went to look. And I'll never forget, it was outside the front door. We stepped out. And it was right down in one of the corners, right down where the sort of door frame met the wall, as it were. And I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't what I felt. I just kind of went, ugh! And sort of pulled my hand away rapidly and said, I don't like them. And ever since then, I have just got this stupid, deep-rooted phobia of the damn things. I absolutely hate them. Oh, God. Really stupid. yeah. And when I lived in Brighton, and I don't know why this was particularly, but when I lived with my ex, we had a council flat. And for some reason, that flat was terrible for webs. They would be bloody everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. Oh, it was horrible. I don't know why some houses and flats are sort of more prone to them. But, yeah, I don't like them. Never have done, and I'm sorry, I never will. I hate them. Another thing I don't like, but not quite to the same extent, is polystyrene, or styrofoam, if you like. I don't mind if it's a big piece. I don't mind so much. Like when you get parcels and something's packed with it, I don't mind, you know, the moulded stuff. I don't mind that at all. What I don't like are the little tiny beads that you get. And that started, I had a bean bag when I was younger. It was a brown corduroy bean bag. I'll never forget it. It was lovely. And I loved sitting on it. It would mould around me and it was lovely and warm. And I absolutely loved it. And you could unzip it. I suppose the idea was that you could tip the beans into I suppose it would have to be sort of refuse sacks and wash the cover periodically if you wanted to. Or you could even change the beans, I suppose. And my mum and dad unzipped it one day and they said, oh, you can feel all the beans. And I said, put your hand in there, Sammy, so you can feel all the beans. So I put my hand in and I was just expecting to put my hand into this, yeah, pile of little beads. But again, the sensation I got was really strange. And if any of you have ever done it, oh, the only way I can remember it, it made my hand feel, because it was warm, and they were so light, they were almost, some of them were almost sort of floating. And, it just made my hand feel really, really odd. And again, I sort of pulled my hand out and went, oh no, I don't like it. And my dad was trying to sort of reason with me afterwards. He sort of said, look, they're not going to hurt you. And I said, oh, I know, but I really don't like them. And he said, oh, they make your hands feel all soft and nummy, don't they? And I said, oh, don't! Because they did. They sort of made your hands go all... It did. It went sort of numb on me. It was a really, really odd feeling, and I just didn't like it. I suppose it must be because I've got no sight. I've got a heightened sense of touch. And I suppose something that I like the feel of feels really nice to me, but something that I don't like feels really awful, if that makes sense. Oh. So, yeah, that's just a few of my, or two of my irrational fears. I also developed, and this is a different one, and I kind of remember where this came from as well. I developed a strange phobia of anything that created air, so sort of fans, fridges. And I think that stemmed from, I went to Canada when I was four because I've got relatives out there. And of course, that was in 1980. And to cool, they didn't have AC for some reason. So in order to keep their house as cool as possible, they had great big fans. Now, I was only four at the time, or five, so to me, these fans were absolutely massive. They were monsters. They were huge. They're probably not very big at all, but... And I walked into the living room one day, and I'd sort of forgotten it was on, and I ended up right in front of it, and it was just... It was sort of blowing right in my face. And I just sort of... Oh, I don't know, it's just sort of made me... not like it. I don't know, it was, and they also had in their upstairs in their bathroom, they had an extractor fan. Now, I think part of why I didn't like this was how it was described to me, because I'd never come across an extractor fan before then, I don't think. And of course, back then, I mean, they're not now, they're quiet now, but back then it was big and it was noisy. I mean, it made a hell of a racket. And I said to my mum, what is that? And she'd always said, extractor fan. And I said, well, what's one of those? What does it do? And I think she sort of said something like, oh, it sucks all the steam out of the room. And it sounded vaguely sinister to me. And I thought, oh no. So I wouldn't have it on when I went in there. I just couldn't. I just couldn't deal with it. I don't know why. I'm fine with things like that now. I've got to be. But I just didn't like it. I just developed this strange fear. Hair dryers I was fine with. And again, I think it's the thing of... I was fine with the hairdryer because it was in my control. I could turn it off if I wanted to. I could put it down if I wanted to. I don't know what it was. I'd go out for the day with my mum and dad, and if we wanted to use a public toilet or something, before I'd go in there, I would hold on because I hated the hand dryers. Absolutely hated them. Terrified of them. Don't know why. Again, completely irrational and completely and utterly stupid, but I was. I think Kate's going to dream. I thought she was going to start making a noise then, bless her. So, yeah. I hope you found that vaguely interesting. I just thought I'd share it with you. I just thought about it, and when I found that web, and I thought, I'm going to do another boo about this. Again, it was covered a little while ago. It was things that used to frighten you, so it was kind of slightly different, I suppose. But the cobwebs and the styrofoam thing, is, I'm afraid, stayed with me a little bit longer. But cobwebs is my main one. I just can't. I can't deal with them at all. I really can't. Ugh. So, I think I will now try and go to sleep. It's raining and horrible here at the moment. It's not quite as windy as it has been, but it's damp and miserable. So, I will bid you all good night, and I will speak to you soon. And I'd be interested to know of your irrational fears as well, whether you want to send me a comment or a DM, or whether you want to be brave like me and put it out there as a public boo, it's entirely up to you. But I would be interested to hear your thoughts on this, or even your thoughts and comments on mine. I'd be interested to see what you've got to say. So I will leave it there, folks, and I'll speak to you all soon.